Today we begin Masech Sanhedrin. So we are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Masech Sanhedrin. Says the Mishnah, Dini Mamnus B'Shalosha. The Mishnah is going to discuss how many Dayanim you need on Batei Din of different types, meaning depending on what exactly the Beis Din is dealing with. So when it's a Dini Mamnus case, you need three Dayanim, Gezelos V'Chavalos B'Shalosha. If it's about stealing or about wounding somebody, and there's an accusation of that kind of thing, also three Dayanim, Nezek V'Chatzi Nezek. And when it's something that deals with damage, a person or a shor muad, the damages where you pay a nezek shalem or a shor tam that pays a chati nezek, v'tashlumei kefal v'tashlumei arba v'chamisha. If a person steals and has to pay kefal, has to pay double, or someone has to pay arba v'chamisha because he was gone of a tavach u'machar, meaning he stole an animal and then either shechted it or sold it, so the halacha is that you pay either dalet v'hei, depending on the type of animal that it is, b'shlosha, all of those dinim are also with three Dayanim. Ha'onis v'amufata v'amusi shem rabbi shlosha divrei meir. That if it's a case of a man was a Rachman al-San ma'anis a woman, he had raped a woman, or he seduced a woman, or he was motzi shemra against his wife, that she had been with somebody else, that when he, as the Torah says, lo matzasi l'bitcha besulim, that he accuses the woman of not having been a besula, even though she had represented herself as such, where the Torah imposes meir kesef, that he has to pay for being motzi shemra, for lying about her. So that also requires the base of shlosha according to Rav Meir. V'chamra motzi shemra be'esrim shloshim le'sheish medin v'fashos. Then no, motzi shemra actually requires a Sanhedrin of 23 judges, because if his accusations were true and she was mezana after erusin, before nisuin, it would turn out that she's chayiv skila. So that's dinei v'fashos. That's not just dinei mamonis anymore. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, makos b'shlosha. The idea of getting malkos is only requires a base din of three. If a person violates a losa, say in the Torah, that where typically you get malchus, so you only need a beis of three to convict him. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar be'asim shlosha, but in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, they said, no, you need a beis of 23 for dinei malchus. Ibar chodesh b'shlosha. In order to determine when the Rosh Chodesh is going to be Mekadish, the Chodesh, you need three dayanim. So Ibar Hashanah b'shlosha divra meir. And Ibar Hashanah, when you're deciding whether to add an extra Chodesh Adar, so that also requires only three dayanim according to Rav Meir. Shimon Gamli Alomar b'shlosha maschilin b'chamim. The Chum say, no. It starts with three dayanim to see whether they should be Moshe v'Beis Din. And if one of the three says that they need a Beis Din, that Beis Din has to sit and look into this, whether you need to be Ma'arba d'Shana, and two of them say it does not need to be done, so then it does not require Ibur, because the guy has been outvoted. But if two of them say that we need a Yeshiva's Beis Din, and one of them says we don't need Yeshiva's Bezin, so we follow those two and we bring in another two Dayanim in order to discuss the matter, and now there are five, and then two of them say that we need to be Ma'aber, and three of them say we don't need to be Ma'aber, so again we are not Ma'aber, but if two of them say we don't need, and three of them say we do need, so then we follow the Rov, and we add another two Dayanim, and now we have seven, and those seven are Ma'aber, the Shana, and the Gemara explains what these, why it is three, five, and seven, what those numbers represent. So the Gemara says, it's connected Birchus Kohanim, because in Birchus Kohanim there are three Pesukim, and the first Pasuk is three words, the second Pasuk is five words, the third Pasuk is seven words, so that's where we get those numbers, three, five, and seven. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Aleph we said that for Dine Mamanus and all related matters of money, of monetary disputes, you need three Dayanim. We said that an Onus Mefata for sure also requires three Dayanim, but Motzi Shemra is a Machlokas, because it could lead to Dina Nefashos if the guy is telling the truth. So that's why the Chachamim say he needs 23, although Rav Meir said it only needs 3. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that Dina Malkios is a Machlokas, whether Tanakama says 3 Dayanim, Rabbi Shmuel says 23. And we said that to deciding on whether being Mekadish Lechodesh and whether to add an extra month into the year, according to Rav Meir, also only requires 3 Dayanim. But Rav Shmuel Gamliel says by Ibar Hashanah it's a process. So it starts with 3, then moves to 5, and then we add another 2, and we're finally Ma'arba the Shana with 7 Dayanim. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.